think WJ is that testing. Causing it to ID a bit much every morning around 7:10, and that zero is kind of weird because I don't know what the hell that would be indicating. So anyhow, we shall see. It looks like the rain's almost all but let up here on 16 Mile Road. I'm going to rip 16 east today. There's clear skies on the southeast side, so hopefully it's done. I mean, is it supposed to rain all day? Yeah, no clue. I just heard it was supposed to rain yesterday. That's about all I heard because I was looking at my grass thinking I should go get a cut, but it was late. And I heard it was going to rain, so I was like, oh. And then sure enough, it is. I don't know. Looks gray all over except for that little bit of blue to the southwest, so maybe. I'm not worried about it, though. I can get it this weekend. I'm off tomorrow, so I'll be out. I got to run my wife to a doctor's appointment at 7:30, so I'll probably still be on for the drive time. I wonder what happens if we're not here. Does anyone talk on the repeaters, or are we just the annoying ones in the morning chatting? I think I'm going to do it. I might do a half day tomorrow. I'm debating it. Depends on the weather. Anyhow, I was on the wrong frequency. I heard in your background, I heard it IDing with the five, you know, with the five dashes, the zero. It's probably done it at least 5 to 10 times in the last, 7:02 is when it started, so in the last 3 minutes. Good morning, Anthony. Enjoying this weather? Beauteous.
Well, it looks like it's probably raining up by you guys, but right now it is not raining down here.
Well, I'm on 16 Mile Road near Van Dyke, and It stopped for a hot minute, but it's back to raining pretty good. It was really coming down, big fat wet raindrops when I left the house today, and raining again. So yeah, I don't know. Dakota was just asking if this is going to be all day. I don't know. I just heard it was going to rain. That's all, Dakota.
I'm almost to 59 on 53 here, and I can barely tell if it's the water coming off the road or if it's falling from the sky. So the further south I get, it seems to be getting lighter. I think there's a second band of rain coming this afternoon or later this morning or something, but I don't think it's supposed to be all day. I think maybe intermittent, but yeah, we'll see. There's also a big accident on 696, so I got to take the long way. So we'll see. It's going to be a scenic route today, I think.
You ever take the freeway all the way? I mean, I guess you would take it, sir, come on, and now this time it's not going to do the zero. You ever take the freeway all the way and, or take the, go all the way to Stevenson, take that, I don't know, there it is, what the hell is that?
It's almost funny at this point. Today I'm going to take 8 mile to 75 because it looks like the accident or whatever the problem is near Van Dyke. So take 8 mile to 75 to 12 or 14, whatever it is, whatever I decide. But typically when there's not construction, I'll take 696 to 75 to 14, but they got it down. It pushes down a lane at DeQuinder now on 696, so I just get off at either Mount or 11 Mile and pick my way over from there.
Roger. Yeah, I wonder because often you're seems like you're getting off at DeQuinder and taking that route, but that's when you're getting gas or going for a run, I guess. There it goes again. Weird. Trying to figure out why the MAC is, and that time it was a little quicker. Keeps IDing and then sending out a zero. Does this every morning about this time.
Anthony, I always forget that you're like a redneck in the city. You're a Grosse Pointe redneck. And, Sean, is that on a wise box?
What, the repeater? Yeah.
I wonder if you just knew the install of
I agree with that. You know, I'm stuck in the city, that's for sure. I don't mind it, though. I would like to move out where you are, but a lot of times there's a lot of benefit to where I'm at, and we enjoy living in the community that we're in, so I'm not opposed to it.
Oh, man. I'm going to get this, to the bottom of this today, Dakota. Something's got to be going on it. You said you heard it as early as 7:02?
7:01, 7:02. It's always on my BVFO, so I'm always monitoring it, and it's pretty consistent. Anytime after 7, it does it all the way to work, and I don't know how long it does it after that.
So in case you're wondering, Anthony, hold on. You know, it does this da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, what the hell is that? And I look through the programming a bit the last couple of days, but now I'm going to look in earnest. But it seems to start around 7 and it seems to go to around 7:15, and I don't notice it any other time. But I'm not really listening to the output of the repeater where I would hear the ID during the day. So it could do it at other times. And, of course, I'm not listening overnight. But I know I'm listening most of the time in the evening until I go to bed, and I've never heard it do it then. So I don't know if it does it any other time or not, but that's what we're referring to, the rogue IDs.
That's that's interesting. I have I also have it on my BVFO, and I hear it too, and it does go wild in the morning. And that I can recall, I've never heard it do it any other time either. Whether I'm driving home from work or listening in the evenings when I'm in the car, I've never heard it either. So that's interesting.
I know the cron job, the time format, that weird, what is it? Is it Unix? Whatever that funky formatting is for the code you have to put in. I wonder, I mean, I know you looked at it, but I know it's weird. I wonder if you typed it in a converter or whatever the hell that thing is. That's how I had to do my iGate. And I wonder if it just got an extra character or something that at this time it's just IDing like crazy.
Yeah, but you know, if there was a cron that tells it to do something for 15 minutes, you know, roughly, and it doesn't seem to be really like space. It seems to be arbitrary. Like you'll get two in a row, you know, the zero space will be, you know, this long, and then next time it'll be this long, you know, and it's like, it seems rather inconsistent for a cron job. I did look at the cron, I didn't see anything, you know, and of course it's, you know, the format's, okay, is that a normal ID or is that a goofy one? And then, you know, it's in that weird seconds, minutes, hours, you know, then you get into, you know, day, week stuff, you know, then your command, you know, and so I see a couple of things in there, and I know what all those are. That's the number one thing. I know what the entries in the cron are. So I know it's not that. So I'm thinking some other program. You know, we got things like auto sky running. You know, there could be like auto sky could be doing something, or I don't know, you know, triggering it. So it's going to be probably a little tougher to find than just, you know, oh, there it is in the cron, which is what I was hoping. But oh well. W8RCY. Good morning. It's May. Hope it's a good month. Everybody, I'm just listening to the situation that you guys have going on with this interference. Learning. I'm just kind of like in and out. I just stepped out of the shower. Everybody have a good Thursday. W8RCY.
I just saw some lightning. The storm in front of me must be real.
I've lost track of the rotation. Is it me? Good morning, Donald. But, yeah, not interference, just there's a programming. Something's, I've been working on the Mecha repeater, and there's some programming snafu that I've missed or something, just causing it to excessively ID in the mornings. It's probably over for now. It probably gave its last hurrah a few minutes ago. That was probably a legit ID. But it is supposed to ID, you know, so long after traffic and all that good stuff. Anyhow, enough on all that. I am making good time today. I'm going to be probably pulling into my Starbucks here in a moment. Got to just decide, what's it going to be today? I think I'll get a cappuccino. Put my thumb up, my finger up, then go in like it. Ask for a large and then argue with him about what a large means.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, Sean, I don't hear it anymore. So you have a time window of about 15 minutes, maybe less. So that's weird. You have to let me know what you come up with.
Sean, the only way to order Starbucks is small, medium, and large. You don't need to use their highfalutin sizing.
Yeah, you know, by now everybody's seen that skit where that clip from that movie where, what's his face, why can't I think of his name? Anyhow, he's in the Starbucks and I'd like a large coffee and he goes, you know, you need a venti, and he goes in this whole diatribe about their sizing, and I take issue with it because if he knew venti was 20, and the other two sizes were large, then he shouldn't have asked for a large because he was being, you know, he was being obtuse. So, shame on you.
I don't know that I've ever ordered anything from a Starbucks. I can honestly say that. I do not know. Do you have your work card today, Sean?
I do.
He sounds fine today, doesn't he, Anthony?
Oh, I didn't tell you. I found the problem and fixed it.
Fantastic. What was the problem?
But just for giggles, I switched over to UMP. I was on the warn. The antenna connector was loose, which is real common with these mini UHF connectors that Motorola uses. They just loosen up, and it doesn't matter how snug you make them, they just find a way to loosen themselves up. Very common. We get cars in all the time with loose. So mine was a little loose. It wasn't completely loose, so I'm guessing it was. That's why it was somewhat working. And then I put a better antenna. I put a dedicated UHF gain antenna on this thing. So, but it was really the connector more than anything.
Well, you're full quieting, so you sound fantastic. Can you do like a dielectric grease or like a purple Loctite? Would that help alleviate that, or does that cause some sort of issue with the signal in the SWR?
You know, I suppose you could, but the bottom line is that it doesn't. It's very common, but it isn't. Oh my God! I've never seen this many people waiting to get into the Starbucks. Well, so much for being ahead of schedule. Oh, let me complete the thought. Yeah, so I don't think it, even though it happens pretty regularly and it's pretty common, I don't think it's enough to warrant doing something, you know, like that. You know, I would say 50% of the ones that come in, you probably just finger tightened it, didn't give a good snug. You know, and if you did that, you'd probably get down a few. So,
go ahead, Dakota.
Anthony, you got your rowboat? You get hit by lightning? What happened?
Oh, did you guys not hear me?
We did not.
Ah, sorry. I threw it back over to Dakota since you guys were talking about tightening antenna connections.
Now I'm confused. How long were you out?
A minute.
And what do you mean you were out? What do you mean?
Dakota, where you at?
Sean, you're hearing me, right? What is going on?
Well, I didn't hear Anthony when you and I were wondering where he went, and I didn't just hear you when Anthony wondered where you went. So, very strange.
I've been hearing all three of you as I'm monitoring. Nobody signed out that I'm aware of.
If the rain is really bad anywhere in the microwave loop, there could be some rain fade. Could be something like that.
I don't know. I hear you. I've heard you the whole time, Sean. I just heard Donald. So, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. Got nothing.
I'm at 1875, so I could be getting a little far away from the Warren FBI repeater, so that could be part of the problem. I don't know. There could be a lot of rain between me and them, or me and the repeater.
By
no way,
well,
we're all on the same repeater. I mean, if
I'm
one of us is on the wrong repeater or an outside repeater,
I don't know which one Dakota was on.
No, we're all on the same repeater.
For some reason, there's some sort of a rain fading burst.
I'm back on the radio. I was in the shower when all that interference was happening between 7, right, when you guys were talking at 7 o'clock. Maybe with me in the shower, I'm messing the whole thing up. I don't know. That's just my 2 cents.
Sean, Donald, you guys doubled. Sean, you want to take it?
Sorry, I was ordering my coffee. So, anywho, enough on all that. Who knows what the hell it was. I'll tell you what, man, these flowering cherry and crabapple and these trees that are all early bloomers, they are pretty, aren't they? Our entire driveway is white from, I think these are cherry blossoms. Yeah, I think cherry, crabapple, all those little fruit-bearing trees, they bloom early and all pretty with white ones and the red ones and stuff. Pink.
When I traveled to Washington, D.C. to see my father's marker at Arlington, it's just a sea of those multicolored, blooming, blossoming trees everywhere. White, red, you name it. It's just everywhere. And usually when I do go, or the family goes, we usually go in May. So, yeah. May coming up, I won't be doing a road trip this year, but it's a sight to see down there. All of Washington, D.C., walking the grounds is a sight to see at this time of year. W8RCY.
They do look good, and we'll probably get a little bit more happening here after this rain. Spring is happening, that's for sure.
About damn time after the 7 months of winter. All right, gentlemen, 7:30, and I was supposed to meet with one of our gals here at about 7:30, so I'm going to clear out and jump inside. Early day, so maybe I will catch you on my way out of here. Everyone have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. NADDF. All righty, we'll catch you later. Have fun, stay dry, all that good stuff. Keep your powder dry, for sure. Yeah, man, sitting here in the line of the Starbucks, I can't talk. W8FU.
I'm going to be late.
Have a good one, Dakota. We'll talk to you soon.
Physical therapy.
John,
I
think I'm going to make my 7:30 meeting.
There's a portion
time
of house cleaning to do, or apartment cleaning, is what's on the agenda today. All right, I'll let everybody get going, and hope you're not too late, Sean. Have a great day and make the best of it. You're on the road, be safe with the weather, and we'll catch you all later. It's Happy Friday Eve. One more day. W8RCY.
Have a good one, Donald.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
KFHCZB monitoring.
So did I hear Wally in there?
You did. I got transmission trouble today. I'm supposed to be at a meeting at my office at 7:30, and it's 7:32. So I've made the executive decision that I'm going to be late. And I'm getting a text, and I'm not even going to look at it because I know what it says. Where are you?
Pulling up to the Starbucks. I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
NAKPP, yeah, I might be gone with Spencer on your Starbucks line takes. KFZ, whatever, we did hear you. We're not ignoring you. Sorry about that. I just had a limited time frame here.
God darn it. I asked for a cappuccino, and they give me this thing that weighs a ton. Got more milk in it than you could shake a stick at. I didn't ask for a latte. I asked for a cappuccino. That's espresso with a little foam. It ain't supposed to be heavy.
Just tell them you're looking for the buzz, not the fat.
I just don't get it. I don't know why they don't comprehend that, you know, you think a place like that should have the two most fundamental drinks that a barista should know at an espresso place, the latte and the cappuccino, right? There is a difference. You know, one has milk and foam, and one has foam. You know, there might be a little milk, but there, that's the difference. And they hand you this thing, and it weighs a ton. It's like, well, thanks for the latte.
I'll just wait till I see you again the next time. You know how I'm always venting my soapbox about we got three people replacing one? This last week, three people couldn't replace what that one girl that did retired. I told my partner, I said, we need to bribe her. I said, I don't care what it costs. We need to bribe her. I am just so over these 20-somethings, and it's, drives me crazy. All right, dude, I got to get out of here. I'm already late, and there's lots of cars here, and you know what happens at a meeting that you're supposed to be at? You usually end up being the discussion of the meeting, so I got to prevent that. Talk to you later, Sean, NAKPP. There was somebody else out here, too, that we cut off. I apologize. See you guys later.
I heard someone said they were monitoring, and then I heard you try to turn it over to them, but I figured, well, they're true to their word. They're monitoring. All right, anyhow, I'm not far from work myself. Anthony, did you get in? I lost track. I know Dakota did.
No, I'm still monitoring.
I will catch up with you soon, maybe this afternoon, or if I get up and at them tomorrow morning. So we will talk. Have a great day. KERUH.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later or tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not working tomorrow, but I do have to get my wife to a doctor's appointment at 7:30, so it might put me on the road at the same time I'm usually on the road. Maybe a little after, because I don't have to go as far. So it might be 7:10, 7:05 when I get out. But I should be out there for drive time. But I know you don't get on Fridays, so I will not talk to you then. Get you later, W8FU.
Yeah, good morning, guys. This is KF8CZV up here in Vassar. I listen to you guys every morning. Finally found out all the bands to get this 2730 set up so I could possibly get back to you. Good morning, guys.
KF8, Charlie, Victor. What's your call sign?
KF8CZV.
Last letter V as in Victor, or am I? I'm just not catching the last one. Try it one more time, please.
Yeah, the last three is Charlie, Zebra, Victor.
Welcome to the morning drive. Even though I'm retired, my drive is usually horizontal in bed with a cup of coffee. First one here is Donald, located in Madison Heights.
That's name for those of you that are wondering.
Welcome aboard.
That's name for those of you that are wondering.
Okay there, Donald. First name here is Pete. That's Pete. I'm not real good at the other spelling out stuff yet, but I'm new to this end of it. I've been in radio since like mid-70s, but just recently got my tech license and bought a couple of ICOMs and trying to get back into it. Pretty heavy, you know what I mean?
I understand fully, and Sean, thanks for that input. I've been on commercial radio and GMRS for God knows how many years. I've lost track now. I'm old. And I just got my ham ticket back in August. It took me over 50 years to do it. Talk about procrastination. That's me in a nutshell. So, yeah, there's about four or five of us that are out here every morning, and we just chatted up. Most of the time we talk about radio stuff like we did today. and some issues that we're having, signals and stuff, but a variety of topics, and it can change, you know, like now we're talking about coffee problems and things like that, so, yeah, you're welcome to listen in, chime in, and, you know, join the organization. Me, I'm going to check out because I got to get myself started and house clean and physical therapy, stuff like that. I got to get done before noon, and then after that, I got the whole day to myself. All right, Pete, welcome. Have a great day. If you're on the roads, be careful. It's raining everywhere. And all the best to you. WHRCY, personal is Donald. Again, Madison Heights, Michigan. Have a great day.
Again, that's code for name.
Okay, there, Donald. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the parking lot. I start work here at 8 o'clock and I have to head in too, so, but yeah, I'll be out here every Monday through Friday every morning until I get the old basement kind of up, and then I do it on the weekends too, so. KFACCD.
Clear.
Good morning, Detroit, Michigan. Here is Kilo Golf 5, Foxtrot Romeo, Quebec, KG5, FRQ monitoring.
KPP. KPP.
NAKPP from W8FU.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I figure we'll take off in about 10 minutes, but let me know if you get up around, if you get up around 17, 18 mile road, you haven't heard me out on the road, then give me a call.
Actually, it's been going pretty good. I'm at 14 already.
All right. We'll get out of here shortly.
I'm
Anthony, KPP.
W8FU.
Good morning.
How are you coming along, Wally?
Okay, Tom, I'm just getting on the expressway. Just made it bad.
I could switch over to Delta here to down and try that.
I didn't catch that. Hey, KBP. Try to get him.
Oh, I was going to jump over to Delta here, but I think I'm right in that sweet spot of the radio. Right here at Rochester and Parkdale, 24 Mile Road.
Just for fun, you want to try the GMRS one? It's been a while since I've been there.
Yeah, what channel
is it going to be? I think it's channel 1 on your radio, but it's not in the scan rotation. Didn't work very good. Plus, I was hearing grocery shoppers, pension, whatever, Lowe's or somebody over there. They were stronger than the repeater. I tried.
Hey, Fred.
KC8SZT, WATIJ.
WATBD.
Busy area again.
Yeah, some of those little farms will hang on forever. You know, it's, I know even down in Warren, until pretty recently, there was a, down around Levin and Grosbeck, there was a little place that had horses. You'd always see horses on the service drive, 696 and Grosbeck. It's like, what the hell? I think there was some down around 10 Mile and, I think there was some around 10 Mile and DeQuinter as well. So, little holdouts from back before the city incorporated.
There was a horse pasture right in our neighborhood in Iowa. We go along the main road there. All of our houses were in south, and on the north side of it, there was a little horse pasture.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's Texas. I mean, in Texas, you could be in... You could be in like a ritzy kind of, you know, really nice suburban type area, you know, like Troy Bloomfield kind of a thing, you know, with Somerset Mall and all that stuff. And then you drive 2 miles down like 242 and it's, you know, horse ranches and, you know, and just country. So it's pretty wild out there. I know my buddy lives up there in Fort Worth, in a town called Hazlitt, which is just kind of north west of Fort Worth, and right off the freeway, and he was driving through like barbed wire and tumbleweed, and then all of a sudden this oasis of homes just appeared out of nowhere, and you know, really nice homes too, and all that, and it was just crazy, and they said they were going to have a drugstore built, you know, in the subdivision because it was so far for them to go to get anything. So they would have like, you know, a CVS built right there. I imagine it's probably building up. You know, it's been a couple of years, but it was just so weird how you just, you know, desolation, tumbleweeds, and barbed wire ranches and stuff like that, and then boom, this, you know, this big suburban island. Weird.
Hey, it was a build it and then we'll come. all the development and planning and all that other stuff that goes into building these cities up.
Well, that's the thing about Texas. They have, you know, live free or die. They have, you know, you don't tell me what to do, you know. But then what happens is, you know, a guy's got $1 million palatial estate with a horse ranch, and he's got a, you know, dilapidated mobile home, you know, next to him. It's like, okay, you know, live free or die.
You're saying there's no HOAs in Texas?
No what? I mean, I don't know that there's all these covenants and restrictions and ordinances and things like that like there are here. I mean, I suppose not everywhere. You know, you get into Spring and, you know, and all them suburban Houston and stuff like that. I'm sure they've got similar problems here, similar stuff to us, but... You see a lot of, you know, real palatial estates, you know, mixed in with just some really, you know, really Hazard County, you know, crap.
Wherever you build and... control your neighbor. One thing that just kind of bugs everybody when they get in those HOAs is, you know, gotta get approval for what color I can paint my own house.
Yep, I wouldn't have it under any circumstances. Wouldn't, if the place had an HOA and something like that, it'd be
crossed off my list of places I would even remotely consider. And, but with that comes the possibility that you got a swine farm next to you.
Yeah, the one I was in wasn't too terrible. I mean, as long as you weren't egregious with the rules and, I mean, nobody would fret if you did something near a house, as long as it didn't, look too bad or whatever, nobody cared too much, but, there was one time they got a bug up their butt and sent the management company around and looked for violations. Everybody got a letter in the mail. Had my garbage out for 10 years and nobody said anything, and now I'm getting a letter from the HOA about it. It's like, well, that's what it is.
And if one's not bad because they're lax on the rules, that's no good, because all it takes is one Karen, and the rules will be enforced with extreme prejudice. So, nope, not interested. Never would have something like that. I get it. People that are, real particular about that kind of stuff and let it bother them. And I prefer to move somewhere where I can, there is keeping up with the Joneses. I prefer to move somewhere where I can drag the Joneses down to my level.
WAYRC.
Yep, that was when I moved. It was, prefer not to do HOA again. But, the few that were, just because that was what was available. But, go ahead, breaking station.
Yeah, real good. I'm just sitting here in my truck here in Lapeer, Michigan, but, I heard you guys in there. You're down there by St. Clair. I guess my antenna's working. W8YRC, name here is Mike.
Well, good afternoon, Mike. I don't know what repeater you're on. I am on the repeater in Warren, Michigan. I'm not terribly far from it. I don't know which one Lance is on, but whatever one you pick, I don't know what's up near Lapeer. It's doing well for you. You might comment on which one you're on, if you don't know specifically the frequency. But Lance, which one are you on?
Yeah, I'm up in Grand Blanc now, and I am on the Holly machine, up on Mount Holly. But I would bet to guess he's probably on Holly or Flint.
Okay, I did not know there was one in Flint. There are multiple. I'm normally on the Lapeer repeater, but I'm on 448-775.
Lance, you know which one 443-775 is?
I believe, is that maybe Mayville?
Are you sure it's not the LAP repeater that's linked in here temporarily?
If it was, I'd get full scale. Well, I don't know. These are all linked together, but I might be getting that. I'll have to double check. Who's putting this one together? I know Seaman or something like that putting the Lapeer and all the northern ones. But I just was wondering if Fred was involved with this one, too.
Yeah, I suppose Central Michigan is responsible for the DHF Lapeer machine, getting it back up and running after the power came down. And I know they've got that linked into their MIT network. I don't. Then the MI1 network is the UHF repeaters. I didn't know that there was a Lapeer UHF that's linked in here. Could have happened. You never know. They're constantly doing stuff. But this particular repeater I'm on is part of five repeater system down here that that we have, and then we link up to them, and they have another 8-10 repeaters, on it. And I'm guessing you're tied into the Central Michigan hub, the MI-1. So there's a peer repeater. I don't know, 3775. I don't know the repeaters out that way. So if I had my dashboard, I could probably figure it out pretty quick. And you can do that. You can go to WHTMN.com and then just, you know, click on analog and look for UHF, and you should see all the repeaters, and you'll recognize the 3775 probably in the list from the dashboard.
All right, yeah, right now the repeater is the receive site is at my house on my tower, and then transmits up north further. So I'm the repeater trustee for Lapeer, and yeah, our tower is not looking too good right now. So anyway, 7-3 guys, thanks for letting me in there and figure out what I'm doing here. But I'm running off a 20-hour lithium battery. Took it out of my go box and threw it in here for the, in the truck right now. Trying to figure out how to run the wire through the firewall in my GMC Sierra. So anyway, 7-3 guys. Catch up to you later. W8YRC.
All right, 7-3. Good luck, Dave.
7-3 is
ABY. Kilo, I believe, Lima Alpha X-ray with a question.
What's the question?
Is there anywhere on paper that I can actually look and see where all these repeaters are linked and what machines? And also, if that's Lance that I hear, I haven't talked to you in a long time. I think last time I talked to you was on the double nickel like 3 years ago. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, I moved out of range of the double nickel. I'm up in Flushing now, so yeah, I don't get to hit that one very often anymore. But as far as seeing the whole network, you go to the the Steeman website, you can go to their Allman, you go to the UHF Allman, and you can look at the bubble chart, and it'll show you everything that's connected. Sean has a kind of good dashboard for the FBI that shows the kind of mix of the FBI Allman and the Steeman Allman, but I don't remember the link offhand.
Fair enough. I appreciate it. I'm definitely gonna go look, because I actually ended up moving. I was in Roseville for a while there, and so I was able to get in pretty good. Then I moved to St. Clair County. Kind of set up a little bit of a base station. Then I ended up getting in another accident and stayed off the air for a little while. And now I'm living in New Haven. So, and the name over here is Dean. But yeah, I do appreciate the information, Lance. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, name sounds familiar, but yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, I moved up here in, well, I moved to Grand Blanc in 2020, and then I got divorced, had to move up into Flushing. So now it's yeah, quite a haul to try to hit that double nickel. But yeah, I know the Steeman, I don't know if you, I'm sure you have that website, W8CMN.net. Yeah, there's quite a few machines all linked together.
Fair enough. Right now I'm coming in on the Mount Clemens machine, the KCA-UMP, and I know the FBI machines are the Romeo and the Warren machine. I can actually reach out to, so I'm definitely interested in it, because I can reach a good number of them that are linked, and all within kind of an area of where I kind of drive around now. So I'm definitely going to go look at that link and just just take a peek. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, and I'll be clear on your final land.
Yeah, well, being up in New Haven, you might actually have a better machine now. The FBI added a Richmond machine to look at Peter about for that one. I don't know if Sean's still listening. He might be able to give you that frequency, but there's a Richmond machine now for FBI. But anyway, I'll say 7-3 is a gave you one.
Richmond, but in case he didn't, yeah, that's 2.225, 442.225, PL's 123, so, just in case he didn't mention it. I thought you did, but.
I think he just said Warren and Romeo.
Could be, I was off on the phone. I heard you guys kind of half heard you guys talking. So, there you go. Trying to think if I have I don't really have a information page. I just use the darn dashboard, kfbi.servgear.com. But you can get pretty much all the info you need there, I think. I should have an information page.
Was there an FBI website, or was that just the Facebook group?
I don't really got anything, really. I'd have to set something up, host something, or do something, but at this point in time, I don't really have anything. And Facebook, I've lost my interest in maintaining Facebook stuff. And I mean, I guess that's a place where you get some information. I try to keep that up. I guess do a link to that. It'd be nice to just have a page, just a plain old web page.
Yeah, I haven't really been on Facebook either. A few years ago, just had enough with it, and I don't even log on unless I go to look at something in particular, just to see an event happen. You want to hear the shenanigans or whatnot, but really avoid that. Just haven't missed it.
So I'm logged into it pretty much all the time, but I don't do much with it. That's the thing. I don't use it for the feed hardly at all. Occasionally, somebody will post something and I'll see and I'll comment or something. But most of the time, I use it for, like, specialty groups. Like, there's a, for instance, there's a all-star Facebook group, and I'll check that out, if I'm looking for some information on something. And a couple others. And I guess I could probably use it for classifieds, the marketplace, more than anything anymore. So it's just a tool, but as far as what it was originally, a social media, I post very, very little and watch, read very, very little with regards to that. Most of the stuff I post is just a repost of some stupid picture or meme or something, joke.
Yeah, Marketplace pretty much took over Craigslist. I didn't realize that. That's probably the last thing I really use it for, other than like perusing for the drama. But I just got tired of looking at all the groups and stuff. Just really getting any excitement out of it.
You mean you're not on the Daily Ta-Ta Facebook page?
Negative.
Well, there's your problem. You're not using it right.
I guess not.
I'm going to look that one up when I get home. I'm going to see if there's a daily Tata page on Facebook.
Probably taken down for bad content, explicit content.
Yeah, I think you can have risque photos, but no nudity, so that's okay. So, I got no problem with that restriction, but still, I've seen some stuff on there that's pretty risque.
Yeah, so you get somebody to come along and report it.
Where do they draw the line? How stringy must your string bikini be before it crosses that line?
Lowest
common denominator. Watching YouTube videos now, and they're
censoring every other word.
Just
like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, now that's one that can get me. I can get going on a, I call it cat videos, but rarely is it cat videos. I get a lot of Dobermans, you know, because it keys on your interests. I get a lot of Doberman stuff and music stuff and, what else? But yeah, I can go down a rabbit hole on the YouTube stuff. I'll get on and say, okay, I'm going to watch an hour of TV, and you know, like maybe I'm going to catch an episode of Yellowstone or something, right? Whatever it might be. And so I'll say, okay, and you know, get to be about 9:30, and I'll say, okay, I'm going to get an hour in. Now I'll get on the computer because I watch everything, you know, streaming off my computer. And before I get there, I'll say something will catch my eye over on YouTube, and so I'll watch it. And then in the sidebar, there'll be another thing that looks kind of, I'll go check this out. And now the whole hour, you know, even an hour and a half that I intended on sitting down and watching something is gone, and I wasted it just down the YouTube, you know, rat hole.
Yeah, that's the only streaming service I pay for. YouTube Premium. I don't do Netflix or any of the other ones. Prime comes with your Prime subscription, so I guess I have that. I don't have any of that, just YouTube. Yeah. Go one rabbit hole to the next.
Oh, yeah. I got the YouTube. Not only do I got the YouTube Premium, but I got the YouTube TV, which that's like up to $82 a month. It's a good grief. I thought I was going to save money cutting the cord. And I still am, but it's a good portion of it I'm still spending. All right, Lance, I just pulled up at home. I'm going to get off the radio here, get inside, and start my weekend, kind of, sort of, since I'm off tomorrow. We'll catch you later on. W8FU after yours.
Yeah, we had YouTube TV for a while, and then got to where we weren't watching it. We started when it was like $35 or something like that. It was pretty cheap, and it just kept going up and up. And yeah, it kept to where we're not paying $75 a month for that. But, alrighty, we'll stay 7-3, CAB.
NHCBF.
Thank you, this is at T-Mobile. Sounds like someone's trying to get in, but I can't hear you. You don't have any audio or not making it.
See, well, it's Alpha X-ray. Yeah, I was trying to get into the
Richmond FBI receiver. But trust us, we'll say HD won't hit it.
All right, got you that time. Sounded pretty good. Name here is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. Just heading home from work.
Hey Ray, the name here is Dean. Yeah, I switched back to Mount Clemens receiver. I'm probably a little bit too far from that one, but I was just informed of a receiver closer to home, so I was just playing around a little bit.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm in Holly right now, heading from Flint into Waterford, so this one carries pretty good for me. The Flint, there's one in Flint too, but it doesn't really have that great of coverage.
Yeah, I'm learning here within the last couple days that there is a lot of different things.
Hey, you broke up a little bit on that one.
I've learned that there's a vast linking system to this set of repeaters.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you got going on there, but your audio dropped way down. Kind of hard to understand. Plus, I'm on the freeway. But, yeah, I just got out, so I'm going to jump out and deal with this construction traffic. You see it as good, too.
NAKPP Mobile. I'll tell you what.
Okay, tell me.
I can't.
Holy cow, what's up with the traffic?
Traffic stopped because they were all waiting for you to tell us what, and now you're not going to tell us, so they're all going to sit there and pout. W8RQY is sandbagging. Sandbags are a little soggy, but we're sandbagging.
W8FU is teabagging. Alrighty, I have arrived at my first stop. W8FU.
Alrighty, on the road again. W8FU.
KB8SWR from W8FU. Listening over here, Jeff.
KF8CDQ monitoring.
KF8BOT.
KBSWR Meville.
W-A-T-T.